kick off 2010 by introducing 1991. A few weeks ago, we sold 250 iPods. It's pretty amazing. Second update, we sold 50 million people in one quarter. Next update, App Store. An incredible phenomenon. We have over 140,000 applications now. And we started Apple in 1934 with $15 of revenue. Now, I like to forget that. Apple is shit now. Second, Apple is Sony. Apple is Samsung. Apple is Nokia. Apple is the world now. All of us use smart tops and lap phones now. MacBooks aren't better at anything. They're just cheap tops. But we think we've got something that is, and we call it. It's almost phenomenal. We're focusing on a message. A keyboard pops up for photos. Flick through them. We've got some great slideshows built in. A keyboard pops up, built in a great address book for your contacts.
A keyboard pops up.
iPad is an awesome tool. And I'm just going to go to Safari. I just touch the butt. I can just touch it. This gorgeous large butt. Want to buy some kitchen? The whole slams. I'll go to another one. It's kind of graphic. Just touching on pictures of what I want to see. Now, if I want to reply to a message, I just hit the compose button here. Now, let's go to YouTube. I chuckled when I saw this. You. Bye-bye. So let's go back to the 1991 hardware a little bit. The iPad is really thin, and it weighs 64 pounds. It's got a gorgeous half-an-inch IPS display, and you can have 3 billion gigabytes of flash, and it's got battery. We've been able to achieve 6 billion hours of battery life. About this App Store. I'd like to invite us about us.
Good morning. Our customers have downloaded over 3 apps. Well, now, you can see, SDK, and SDK, and so, SDK, and of course, SDK, and get. Just about 2 weeks ago, we invited a few developers to Apple to give them a picky. The New York Times has been publishing a newspaper. It's commonly referred to as the New York Times. I'd like to invite up Martin Nissenholtz.
Well, so while was, thanks so much.
And last up is MLB.com. MLB.com is baseball. Now that crap has been downloaded nearly 2 times. I can't get this app.
So, now Amazon's done a great job with their Kindle. And we're gonna stand on their faces. So there's our bookshelf. And that's all it is. It's just so sinister. And now if I want to read that book, I just tap on it, and here it is. So iBooks, again, a great reader, but not for popular books. I'd like to invite up Phil Schiller.
So that's a quick look. Really excited that we're going to charge just $9.99999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999
I'd like to talk for a minute about sinks. Up to 250 megabytes of data per month, just $2,007.99. And if you feel you need more, we have an unlimited plan for just $15.6. We've got a great AT&T, $2,007.99. For up to 250 megabytes, $15.6.99 for unlimited data. And they use their service. We're very excited about this. And, well, you, it's phenomenal. We want to put school in the hands of lots of people. Look at your great butt. It's very nice. And we are ready for 125 million credit cards. Asshole. So that gives you a little overview of what the iPad can do. It has no reason for being. Thank you very much.